You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, ESPN 850 WKNR. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We got a little more of a half an hour or so that I'll be out here at the Liberty Ford dealership in Parma Heights off of Pearl Road, 6600 Pearl Road.
Stop by and say what's up to Notorious.
Come see us. That's right. Come say hello. And Nathan Zagura is back in the studio in Berea. And we are joined right now because he's been out here hanging out, one of the all-time great Cleveland Browns alumni. He is Kevin Mack, and, of course, he works for the Browns now. Yes, getting a big applause from the crowd on hand here. Kevin, first of all, Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vic.
All right. And second, Kevin, let's – you know, we all in our building know what you do and know the key role you play with alumni and in the relationships with the former players on this football team. And there's obviously that number is huge. I know you worked very closely with Tony Dick in that area, but you come to this place as a former player, as someone who is talking with a lot of former teammates. And really, even if you weren't actual teammates on the same team, you are teammates as ex-Browns. But give me a sense of what you do and what kind of the goal and the mission statement is of your job.
For us in the alumni department, there's quite a few different things we do.
Yeah.
We have a huge number of guys who still in the area who come to the games. One of the things we do is we give our guys tickets. They have the ability to come to the games, have meals, enjoy the games. And they appreciate it very much. It's kind of like a relationship where we have all these requests come in for our alumni to
sure.
do different appearances and stuff. Children's hospitals do signings and going out and talking with people in senior homes.
You're like the clearinghouse for that when the requests come in to kind of figure those out and then assign them accordingly.
Right. And what we pretty much do is we send out emails to guys, and mm-hmm. whoever answers and whoever wants to volunteer can do that. And most of our guys do volunteer. We rarely have to chase behind any of our guys and force them to do anything. So.
And as much as anything else, the critical part of your role, I think, is you let these guys know that the organization still cares about you. You're still part of our family.
Exactly.
That's the message you want to get
that's
out.
That's the message we sent out, and I think a lot of guys know that, and they realize that, and they're willing to help us out whenever they can.
How many former Browns, just rough number, live in Northeast Ohio, live in the area, so to speak?
It's close to 40 or 50 guys.
That's actually pretty – I know there have been a lot of players here, but that's actually a pretty healthy number compared with maybe some other places. That guys still – maybe they married a person from the area, a woman from the area or whatever, or they just wanted to call this home after their playing days.
Yes, exactly. And you're talking about guys who may have grown up in Florida, Texas,
yeah.
California, somewhere like that, and, you know, they've chosen to stay in Cleveland. So, you know, just on that, that's pretty amazing.
Sure.
To think that guys would want to stay here. Deal with our lovely winners.
Deal with the winners. Well, and you're an example of that too. I mean, you picked this area as being a place that you wanted to, you know, spend your time after football.
I mean, it's been great, and it's always a hoot to get together with these guys. We always have the opportunity to come together as a group, you know, different times of the year. One is definitely during the summer in the golf outings. There's about 30, 35 golf outings that we have listed that guys volunteer and go out and play for. And usually, you know, you'll run into about 10 or 8 of these guys out playing in golf outings. So to be around them and just kind of get the old juices flowing, talk about, you know, old football stories and stuff like that is pretty neat.
Sure. Now, as you look at this team, what it's kind of gone through, and in particular, you know, let's talk about the running back position, because that's the spot you played for this club and played so well during your time, fullback and running back, in your time with the Cleveland Browns, Kevin. It's obviously been a sore spot because this team has not had success running the football. But it has to go kind of hand in hand with everything. The running game, I know it's easy to just point to, well, the backs just aren't good enough, or you know, this isn't happening, or they're not staying dedicated to it enough. But as you look at it, a lot of components go into making the running game successful. Not just, hey, have a great running, but have a Kevin Mack in his prime there and you're fine, or an Ernest Biner in his prime, you're fine. Obviously, that helps a hell of a lot, but there's more to it than that.
It's a lot more to it than that. You know, it's one thing to have a good running back, but if it doesn't all come together when you hit the field, you know, the blocking, the handoffs, depending on what's going through the guy's head, what he's seeing as he's approaching the line of scrimmage, if it all doesn't come together, it just doesn't work.
Sure. And, you know, you had, of course, the good fortune of playing on teams that there was some good continuity and stability with players. You know, you would have Bernie Kosar, obviously, as your quarterback. You could count on that pretty much on a regular basis. To have a week like we're going through here, a season like we're going through here, but especially this week where we sit here on Thursday, this team's preparing to face an outstanding Patriots team in New England, and we're still not really sure who the starting quarterback's going to be. Speaking to that as a player, as a former player, how do you get your mind around something like that?
It's kind of tough, especially for these guys. You know, for me, back then, if something like that had happened, we would at least have had, you know, our backup or our backup to our backup. He had been in camp. We'd practiced with the guys, so we kind of have a little feel. For these guys, it's different. You know, they have no feel with the two guys that's maybe possible starters for us this week. And to not have a real good feel going into the game of a person is kind of tough to kind of adjust. You never know. If you have to adjust on the field, how he's going to react to your adjustments, he's saying something else, or, you know, you saying something else.
Right.
It's pretty tough. But, you know, that is something that they have to work through. You know, with these guys being a young team, they're going to have plenty of opportunity to grow and just blossom as players. It kind of reminds me when I came in, you know, we had a very young team. We went to the playoffs 8-8 my first year.
And, right.
I think we surprised a lot of people in the city, even including ourselves. You know, we didn't really expect to be in the position we were in. And it just so happened that we came together as a team and found out what we were good at, and we just kind of rode it.
That was 85. Yeah, wow. So you just kind of rode with it. And that's kind of, you know, it's interesting because this club, and we know obviously right now that you know, if the stars and everything align, the best you could get is something like that. And I don't know if that would still mathematically right now it says it is because of just the nature of the AFC. But they're still in those young, growing stages. You see a guy like Josh Gordon and what he can mean to this team. There are components here, do you see, Kevin, that we've talked about on the show and we talk about all the time, that are building blocks for the future? I mean, are you kind of seeing that? Because you know what this looks like. You know what a young team getting together when you were a rookie and how that could blossom into something much bigger and better. Can you see the same thing unfolding here?
I can. They have a lot of good talent on the team. You know, guys like you mentioned, Josh Gordon.
Yeah, Joe Hayden.
I was really excited about Lewis, the running back who got hurt.
Yeah, Deion Lewis and Trent.
I was really looking forward to see him, see how he would play this year.
Yeah, talk a little bit about him. What were some of the things that jumped out at you when you were watching him in training camp?
I just loved the quickness he had. He was really decisive when he was hitting the hole. And, you know, he was pretty elusive to me once he got in a hole. You know, once he got up in there, it wasn't like, you know, a guy was going to grab him and knock him down. He could actually get away and escape from being in traffic.
Is that too it's the physical thing, but there's also a vision thing that has to go with that, right?
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people are kind of gifted with it, but they just, you know, when you're moving full speed and everybody else around you is moving full speed, it's kind of hard to judge and tell exactly where you want to go.
Right.
That comes back to being decisive and making up your mind and living with the decision you make. And I was kind of loving what I was seeing from him.
Kevin Mack is joining us, former Browns running back, and also handles alumni with the team and works for the team, and is joining us here at Liberty Ford in Parma Heights on Pearl Road, 6600 Pearl Road. Vic Carucci here with Kevin. And Kevin, the other thing is, as you look at the remaining part of the schedule, beginning with Sunday's game, so the quarterback thing is the quarterback thing, but as we try to figure out what a team can do with these final four games to sort of set, you hope, a tone for going forward, what would be the biggest thing you need and want to see? What are you looking for when you watch this club? And I don't mean just wins, but what are you looking for in terms of performance and attitude?
That's probably going to be it, is their attitude going into the game. You know, right now they're in a tough spot. Everybody knows that. They know it. It's going to be how they handle themselves, how they go into this game, and how they actually, you know, how they come out and start the game and how they play. You know, if they come out and they're not excited and fired up and ready to play, then, you know, they've kind of lost. They've kind of taken a step back. You know, they need to learn how to put whatever aside that's working against them and just work towards being better.
And that's a lot that has to be put aside. Let's face it. I mean, we could say that. We don't want them to focus on that, but we could say that. That's a ton. Lot.
Yeah, that's a ton. I had a coach that always told me that, you know, you have to have thick skin. Mm-hmm. No matter what he says to you or somebody else says to you or the media, whatever comes out.
Right.
You got to have thick skin. You got to be able to absorb it. And you got to go on and go about your work, you know, do your work, because it is a team, you know, you don't want to let your teammates down. And once one guy kind of falters, you know, the next guy is going to maybe follow along, you know. So as long as they come together as a team and play hard and see that they can go out and accomplish more than they think, even if they're missing a key guy or two key guys, you know, that's a big step in the growing pains, you know, of learning how to play this game no matter what happens to him.
You've got a pretty good feel for the pulse of the alumni. You talk with these guys, you interact with these guys, and obviously when you're not playing, you become what you are, a fan of the team, right? You're following the team, whatever your line of work is post-football. What is their sense of, because they've seen a lot of different administrations, different coaching staffs through the years, and they've seen pretty much the same result, but what do you get in the way of feedback regarding their view of the folks who run this team now, from Jimmy Haslam to Joe Banner to the coaching staff? I mean, I know you have those discussions with them. What kind of feedback generally are you getting?
Everybody's excited, just like everybody else in the city. All our guys are excited. We love what we see. In the past, I don't think we got the same kind of a vibe or a feeling from the people who were in control and who were running things.
Previously, you're saying. Yeah.
Yes. But now, guys are pretty excited. We're excited about the ownership. We're excited about the talent we have on our team. And we see the improvements. We know it's gonna take a little bit, you know. It's you know, unfortunately, you know, it's baby steps, but you know, we're taking steps in the right direction.
Okay. Kevin, thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us, and it's always a pleasure to talk some football with you. And obviously people can still, till the top of the hour at least, come out here to Parma Heights to the Liberty Ford dealership here on Pearl Road. 6600 Pearl Road is where we are. I'm Vic Carucci here. Nathan Zagura is there at our studio in Berea. And we've got more of Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. A conversation with Gerard Cherry is coming up next on ESPN 850 WKNR.